All right, I sincerely apologize for that long. But we're here trying to get the commissioner for the environment and water resources in Lagos State on the line. His network wasn't too great. But I've just spoken to him using an app, and he says we should get back to him. So we'll do that as quickly as possible. And then once we can put him on the line, we'll talk to him about the ongoing demolition in parts of Lagos State. Especially Mende axis of Lagos State, where, and even not just Mende, Bagada. Last week, over to the weekend, we had a Mende demolitions in Mende, just clearing buildings that were said to be on the parts, water part. But before then, we had Bagada, that was also part of that. Before then, we had, of course, Ikota and Lekki axis. We have the Honorable Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources in Lagos State, Mr. Tokumbo Wahab, on the line. Mr. Wahab, good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Kofi.
Yes, yes. They call you Bulldozer Wahab. Do you see that as an accolade?
I'm not a bulldozer.
Okay.
At all. It doesn't represent what I represent, and it doesn't represent my value.
All right.
Neither does it represent what the Ministry of Environment and Water Resources stands for.
All right. So some will say maybe people admire what you're doing. You know, that if anybody does not keep to the law and puts up a structure that is impeding the flow of water, Lagos State government will not hesitate to do the needful. Maybe that's where this is coming from. But we would like to say that you've been doing a good job. You know, we appreciate what you've been doing. Yes. And from our listeners and callers out there, I think you're one of the commissioners people look on with, admiration, you know, and we'll love to encourage what you're doing. But that being said, there are some questions regarding some of the actions taken by the Lagos State government, which we would like to, you know, hear from you on. Firstly, let's talk about the demolition of buildings that are said to be on waterways. You went to Ikota axis and Lekki axis some time ago. You were on the island, and you moved over to the mainland, where some buildings in the Bagada axis that were said to be on water path were demolished. And now you went over to Mende over the past few days. Can you tell us exactly what the Lagos State government is trying to achieve, and just give us an update on that?
Okay. Thank you very much. Let me make a clarification. We don't demolish buildings. What the law allows us to do in the ministry is for us to remove every form of impediment, be it a house, a car, whatsoever, impeding rain and storm water. That is what we are doing. We remove all those impediments to allow the free flow in our canal and our secondary collectors. Now, you see, Kofi, people don't see, they seem to forget the bigger picture. And what is the bigger picture? Flood kills. Flood are taking so many lives in the state. Flood are destroying millions and billions of people's investments. So look at that picture. Look at the global warming narrative. Look at what happened in Dubai, even with their resilient infrastructure in the desert. Now picture what will happen if we are not proactive as a coastal state, a state that has been predicted to go under in 50 years, a state that is habited by the Atlantic and the Lagoon. It behoves us as a responsible and a responsive government to ensure we don't put the lives of our citizens at risk. So let me start with your Ikota narrative. Ikota was based on a petition by 12 relocated villages from Morocco, by estates that were being flooded because of the bad behavior, because of the brazen nature of some profit-seeking developers. They just covered, as in they covered systems 44 from Ogombo to Ogoloto to Mobile. That system has been there for decades. The system is a natural part of the stream that takes the water to the Ikota River.
Right.
Now, because they built on it, the whole neighborhood gets flooded. And they've been on that before COVID. That was in 2019. They served them notices. to abate the bad behavior. What we found out when we resumed in that office in September, October, was they had ramped up illegal development on that same canal, System 44.
All right.
Causing much more flooding, destroying people's properties, destroying people's livelihood. Developers, without titles, without approvals. And we came back, we refused the same notices, asking them to remove the contraventions on System 44.
All right.
They didn't do it, and the government would not fold its hands to allow the wishes and the bad behavior of a few to trump over the overriding public interest of the generality. So what we did was remove the contraventions while people were blackmailing us, stereotyping it as ethnic. Today, the contractor is on site fixing the trapezoidal drainage system for that old channel to Ikota.
All right. Okay, so
there we went to the other side of Lagos.
Okay.
Because we're not limited ourselves. We are also doing system 157 and 156, Orchid Road.
Okay.
Around the Ikota. 156 has been obliterated, totally covered up by greedy developers. Now we have maybe, if you flash your mind back to September or there about in 2022, there was a massive flooding in Mende that claimed lives. Before then, they have served these residents a notice. The Olalago stream or river was diverted in 1974 by the former Millard of Lagos, General Mobolaji Johnson, of blessed memory.
Okay.
As a right of way for that river. Now, it takes the old water from the old mainland. Why do we call it System 1? Because it's the most critical system in the whole of Lagos State. All other systems are built on it. It deploys all of the mainland to the lagoon.
Okay.
Now, since 74, it's been there. In 2021, they served everyone that has contravened on the Ogudu side of it, Mende, Maryland side of it, Arowo, Jobe, Sholui, when served notices of contravention. My researcher in office, Mr. Tunji Bello, they met severally with the honorable member of the Coach of Fair Competency, Honorable Okola. He's alive, he's in the house. You can confirm for me.
Okay.
They had several meetings. They went to enforce, but there was no time. When I resumed in September last year, we engaged them. The last meeting we had with them was in my office. The video is there. And they admitted.
Okay.
Kofi, they were now begging the government to help them reduce it. And we said, I have no powers. I have to go back to the authorizing person and the ex-co. And we came back to review.
All right.
So when people talk about sentiment, they try to blackmail, they try to stereotype government, ask them one question. Only one question. Are you sitting on systems one right of way? It's a yes or a no.
Okay.
And it's high time we tell ourselves the truth. The truth is that bad behavior may go for a while. There must be consequences for bad behavior. We can't be braving and we say one development. The difference between a developed country and a developing country is how we enforce our laws.
Okay, so Honourable Commissioner, you're saying that the buildings and any structure that was removed is basically that these are structures obstructing the flow of water on all the channels, System 54. I even see you were talking about
System 44, System 1, System 157, System 156,
63,
and System 63. We are doing that now.
Okay,
then in Apapa. All our secondary collectors, we have to open them up.
All right.
They're
all
built on them in the Papa.
All right.
I insisted that we have to open them up. It's not fair to the citizens.
All right. I remember seeing one at the gate of Ikota JRA where I was told it was on the drainage, they built it and filled it, and had to, you guys had to, you know, play it out. But Honourable Commissioner, some Lagosians are saying that this drive by the government of Lagos State to make sure that we, and you're right, to talk about the flooding that took place in Mende, where nine lives, in 2022, September, nine lives were spared when the building collapsed because of flooding. But some are saying, can this drive by the Lagos State government, while commendable, can a human face be added to it, whereby some sort of consideration is given to people who have invested their life savings in putting up buildings?
Now, thank you very much, Kofi. Now, let me tell you the human face. We've had engagement. We've spoken about this. The width of System 1 originally was 300 meters. But the governor was so magnanimous, and the exco, and they said we should reduce it. And we reduced it to 140 before I came in. When I saw the width, I said, let me go back and make a representation to exco and Mr. Governor. And Mr. Governor reduced it to 100. And the exco approved it. That we should make it just 100. That with 100, we should not split the 100 between Ogudu, where the government does have a scheme, Ogudu Valley scheme or something, and then the Mende Sholoyin side of it.
Okay.
That actually saved over 80% of the houses.
Okay.
Now, we do expect to this man and this developer that is shouting, Dikindoro Jaye, the first time they came to Mark, 80% of the Mende Villa was captured. They were sitting right in the middle. So we went back. I'm saying, look, let us review this. Let us put a human face. And in so doing, we saved several properties from even the Sholoyin end before we got to Mende. And Rojobe end before we got to Mende. And in Mende is Villa, this Villa estate.
Okay.
The ones that are directly sitting on the canal on the right of way of Odoyalaru, where the ones that were eventually removed. And if you tell me, we do respect that, notices from 2021, the last one was served in November, December 2023. They came to reserve and mark again last month. And this same person has been engaging and begging and lobbying, trying to undermine the system. Let us call it the state. If you don't punish bad behavior and let there be consequences, they will not develop. Development comes by deliberate planning, not by accident.
All right. All right, Honourable Commissioner, I want to give our listeners, and please, crave your indulgence to take a little bit more of your time. I want to give our listeners a chance to call in. So you're saying Lagos State Government has given quite a amount of consideration to the developers and the owners of structures affected by the clearance or clearage of obstruction, of drainage channels in Lagos State. You're talking about the setback as enshrined in law that the governor, in his magnanimity, reduced it with support from the House of Assembly to 100 meters from what it was, 140 meters. And you've said it has a human face. Honourable Commissioner, how about those who say that the structures and buildings were approved by the Lagos State Government agencies?
Thank you very much. You see, that there are two legs of the narrative. I will be very honest with you. I will not mince words. Do we have good people in the civil service? I'll tell you, very good ones. Some of the best in the country and the Lagos civil service. You see, there are some very few bad eggs. Yes. But it takes two to tango. It doesn't make it right. If you, as a developer or a man that wants to build, chooses to go and game a system, you must be able to bear the consequences of your bad behavior. If I were there, I would go ahead and report the man that processed my approval. That I, whatever happened, so let the system now take care of that person. But as a political appointee, it's not within my orbit to do that. The civil service has a very strict process to discipline early members. But I can speak for those in the Ministry of Environment and Water Resources. They are the champions of whatever we're doing today as reforms. I'm just a captain of the ship. When I have very cerebral time sex,
All right. But Commissioner, you're a lawyer by training and by trade. If, legally speaking, if a developer is paying ground rent, for instance, is paying land use, is paid for development levy, has duly registered, you know, the planning and all that, and everything that needs to be done, isn't the government liable to pay damages?
Kofi, let me answer you in a very strict legal terms. Illegality can never beget legality. You cannot put something on nothing and expect it to stand. The foundation itself is non-existent. It's void. It's void. So, however way you try to mend it, once that foundation is void, it's void.
All right.
What the Bible? What the Bible says? The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's the same way of saying it.
All right. All right.
Because you can't place. You can't place something on what is non-existent.
Okay.
So let us go back to the root of it. The root of it is not sustainable.
Okay, Honourable Commissioner, I will want to just find out, what is going on with the, you call it, cleaning up ungoverned spaces. And quite a number of people are excited, are happy to hear that, underbridges are being taken care of. We want to pay our bills with a commercial break. And we'll come back to you in 5 minutes and just take your shots very briefly. All right, Lagos, welcome back. We still have on the line the Honourable Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources, Lagos State, Tokunbo Wahab Esquire. He's a lawyer by training, and he's been talking on the recent, he says it's not demolition, but a removal of obstructing items, let's call it that, on the water right-of-way in Lagos State. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, Honourable Commissioner, but you've been giving us reasons why the Lagos State government is embarking on this exercise, and also explain to us what exactly happened in the Mende Villa axis in Mende, Maryland, Lagos. You're saying that the developer has been contacted, has been warned since 2021, even before he, Tokunbo Wahab, was appointed commissioner in that ministry, right from the days of his predecessor. Now, he said a lot of things, and you've been listening. If you want to ask him a few questions, please feel free to call right now, 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. And, of course, we have 0700-993-993-993. Producer Zainab Yakin is a reporter for today. She's right now in Mende. We'll be talking to her. She will try to speak to some of the residents and the people who are affected in that area, those who live around there, to take a bit of a feel of what exactly they think about the situation. Honourable Commissioner, thank you once again for your time, just to be sure you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We have a first caller on this segment on the line. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning to the Honourable Commissioner. My name is Altini.
Welcome, Altini.
My question is, so for all these years, what has the government been doing when these people were constructing, was illegally obstructing the road? You see, government has this at least nonchalant attitude. You see people just constructing, going to places that they have not been given, and then they will start constructing things on the road or houses. Okay. And government will just close its eyes, and then one day wake up in the morning and start demolishing it. Right from day one, if you see people going to where they are not prohibited places, why don't the government stop them immediately?
All right, hasn't he? Thank you. Let's give the commissioner a chance to respond to you. Mr. Commissioner, sir, please go.
Yeah, thank you for your observation. I'm not an official spokesman for the government, but I can say this to you. I'm not going to make excuses. Yes, there are times government drops the ball. But like I tell everybody, must we wait for the government to do the right thing? We are the government. Kofi, you and I, we are the government. It's about let us take ownership. If we take ownership, we know what is right, we know what is wrong. We don't have to wait for the government to come and sanction you to do what is right. And that's why I talk about people are just blazing in their attitude. We choose to be badly behaved. And when the wheel of justice comes, we start throwing the emotions into it. She's very right. Like I said, people were sad, don't do this construction. They choose to go and game the system, as using my words advisedly. But today, there has been a review, and we are coming to say, you can't build here. In the first place, you are not even meant to build here. If you are going ahead to let people look the other way, the day of reckoning is now. There's always a day of reckoning.
All right. All right. All right, Commissioner, thank you. Let's pick another next listener. 99.3, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, good morning. Yes. I really do not accept what you're saying.
No, you called before, right?
Called when? This is for Wahab's show now.
Yeah, what's your name,
we
please?
We don't get this opportunity all the time to call in.
No, hold on. Hold on, your name?
My name is Joy.
Okay,
I have a question.
Yeah, I thought it was the last caller. You just went on like that.
No.
You didn't introduce yourself. All right, Joy, please go on.
Thank you, Attorney. My next question is, why is the Lagos State plan not online for people to be able to see before actually building? Because if we have all these things out there, everything is treated in secrecy. If we have all these things, people will just go there, check, okay, this place I'm trying to build, is it legal, is it approved? Is it a sewage place? Is it place for planting trees or not? We don't have that. And it's difficult for people to actually get. Now, saying that we are government, and I beg to disagree with you on one point, because human beings are bound to do anyhow. That is why you have government who is there to checkmate them to do the right thing. So if you're saying let's call a spade, in fact, your own spade might not even be a spade for me, because these government officials, how we caught them, have been able to see to arrest them, whoever the developer or whoever who collected and who gave, you arrest them so that everything is seen.
All right. So you have two questions. Yeah,
we have sanity.
All right.
Lagos does have the most sophisticated EGIS platform in the whole of the country. You can go and ask, go out and find out where you can build. You can get your land information on our EGIS platform. It's the most sophisticated in the country. It's automated. You can access any individual to get this done in Lagos State. Now, why do we have that platform? It's to allow people know where you can build, know the agencies you can interface with, know the approvals you can obtain or you ought to obtain. However, if you are not satisfied with what the EGIS throws up, you can come to the secretariat. Oh, I have a land I've just bought. I want to run a search. Once you run your search and the title is clean, you now go to fiscal planning. I want to build. What are the areas, what are the dimensions and the setbacks in this area? Fiscal planning will now refer you again after giving you the checklist to environment. This area, you must have a drainage clearance. Lagos is not a jungle. Lagos is governed by law. And I'm saying it authoritatively, our EGIS platform is the most sophisticated in the country. In the comfort of your houses, you can go online and do your findings on the areas you want to build, the number of floors allowed by law or by regulations. So that is on that question. The next thing she said was an observation that, okay, the government allowed it. I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to make excuses. Yes, we have some bad apples, but it doesn't mean every single servant in Lagos State is bad. They are one of the best you have in the country, if not the best. Of every 12, even with Jesus Christ, there was a Judas.
But
the difference is,
yeah,
there must be consequences, both inside and outside.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
If you look at the number of lives that flooding can take away, we'll be saying these things, Kofi. We'll be commending and thanking government for doing the right thing. The number of people that have died due to flooding in Lagos and other areas, and now the global warming is getting closer to us. Look at what happened in Dubai. Look at what happened in Russia. Look at what happened in the US, some part of the US. It tells you we can't behave the ostrich.
All right. But our commissioner, she's also asking, will Lagos State government sanction its officials who are found to have acted wrongfully in these issues?
Of course. Of course, the state government will not, and I repeat, will not shy away from that. That's the honest truth.
All right.
The difference is that the civil service system does not allow some things to be put in the realm of the media, but they have a structure that punishes them, sanctions them.
Okay. All right.
The first PMB every now and then.
Okay. Interesting. Regarding the EGIS, I mean, I don't think there's a serious real estate company who will sell you a building without giving you the information, you know, for instance, except maybe buy it from a community. But everybody in real estate knows that you have to go to allow such a check, you know. That's what they will say, you know, go to allow. So now they even give you the number. They just give you the number, you know, enter it and then
no,
do your check.
No, but that is not enough. Hmm. Let me tell you, as an expert, as a lawyer,
yeah.
That's not enough. Don't let anybody give you a number. If unscrupulous elements are trying to fly coordinates,
okay.
Fly coordinates in the sense that they have a government gazette for Lekki, they will take that same gazette, they'll go and use it to go and sell the land in the Kui.
Oh, that's called flying.
So you have to go beyond the numbers they're giving you. That's what we call the fly coordinates.
Oh, I see.
And you see, let me say this here. It's so unfortunate that we have to get to this point, but we can't shy away from the truth. Whatever is bad is bad. People want money from you. They'll go any length to take your added money. They forget to tell you the truth that, however, there is a caveat. I can't build here. Some of them will have approvals to build their estate. The approval will cover 10 houses. They'll go and build 30. Those 30 will not be covered by the approval.
Hmm.
So there'll be flying approvals. Some will call it, they'll fly approvals.
Mm-hmm.
You have approval to do 10. You now extend to go and do 30. Which of all happened to the Mende Villa man? He had a temporary approval, yes. But did he work within the remnant of the approval? No. Because they never knew the day of recording was going to come. And they had notices. He's been engaging government. And we said, no. The rains are coming. The tides are high. The contractor has been mobilized for the past 2 years. Now we have to go out and even review for the contractor. Because it's not his fault, the cost of material. From the taxpayers' money.
Wow. All right. So how does one overcome this flying? You're saying getting a number is not enough. Some, you know, what else does one need to get?
Now you have to speak to experts.
Mm-hmm.
Experts in the real estate development. Expert real estate agents. Not quacks, with due respect. They are certified real estate agents. They will run the checks for you. You now have to have an attorney. They will do a search for you. When it comes to building, go to the experts too. Don't cut corners. It may cost you extra, but you know you are buying comfort and rest of mind.
Right.
And Lagos have given you a platform for that. With our EGIS platform, I can assure you, it's just on your fingertips.
Yeah. That's true. I've actually I've been privy to that, and it was all by the news. But people will want to take your money at all costs, so you have to do the right thing. So you're saying that 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, 250,000 you will spend to run checks, pay a lawyer to go and do the checks for you and all that.
Kofi, when they were building on the drainage plains at Ikota, they knew what they were doing. They never had the approval. Nobody will approve it for you. But they will show you that, we have a CFO. And I said to people, the CFO is not enough. It's a valid title. I'm not disputing your title. What I'm saying to you is, there's a right of way around your CFO. You've obliterated it. You've covered it up. I want to open it. Your CFO is still valid. So people should learn to let us do the right thing.
All right. So it's a legacy.
Kofi, do you think those people we see in developed countries, they don't like to overspeed? They don't.
Hmm.
They like to do those bad things. But they know if you overspeed, they will revoke your license. They will sanction you. You may even go to prison.
Hmm. Is there any chance, our commissioner, that compensation will be paid to those affected at whatever level of this, you know, exercise?
Compensation based on what, Kofi? You can only take compensation if you have a valid title, and then we are taking up this space for variety public interest. But when you have done an infraction against the law, you should even be paying government compensation for deploying taxpayers' money to remove that nuisance you've created on the part of the canal or secondary collector.
All right.
A good client, we should be taking them to court.
All right.
Pay taxpayers' fund for allowing us to deploy taxpayers' money to remove the nuisance.
Hmm. We have, thank you, Honourable Commissioner. We have Abiola on the line, I believe. Did I get your name right on Skype?
Yeah, thank you.
Coffee Bushes. Yeah, where are you listening from, Abiola?
I'm calling from Manchester.
Manchester, sorry about yesterday. Yeah. Please go on.
Yeah, Kofi, you see, I am not going with Honourable Commissioner. Yeah, the people could be wrong sometimes. But you know, in a Senate line, the two persons who have called have said, you see this same thing that is happening under the bridge. The government cannot be telling us that they don't see those things happening. Until things were massed up to that extent that people are collecting to over 200 whatever per year. The government cannot be telling us that they are not aware. That is number one. Number two, Kofi, if you come to, I don't want to be saying our society is not saner, because Honorable Commissioner will still continue to tell us that Lagos is this all right.
So what's your second question or contribution?
It may not be a question, just a point that if there is this government rules that okay, this place is not meant for you, this place is not is government want to use it in the future, there will be barricades. You will have seen it by your own eyes. You see, Honorable Commissioner is telling us that this GPRS truth can also be fortified. It can also be changed, can be fly. Me, I don't even understand the meaning of fly. So everybody, if I go to an agent or whoever, and he tells me that this thing is right,
okay,
what do you expect me to do at that point?
He says you should also engage the services of a lawyer.
The government should put something to let right. everybody see that.
You didn't get my message. I said what I said, don't quote me out of context, is that our Lagos City GIS platform is the most sophisticated in the country. Now, even after doing the EGIS search and you have the report, it doesn't stop you from engaging expert estate agents, expert solicitors to do your documents for you and then go to fiscal planning people. That's what I said. Now, you see, I'm glad you called from Manchester. It's in a Senate line. Manchester didn't get there overnight. They got there by way of proper planning and enforcement of laws and regulations. They are homeless people all over the world. I've seen them on the street of Los Angeles, Atlanta, even his own Manchester. And there was a report this year. There are so many homeless people more in the UK now than ever in their history. So it's a social and economic problem. However, what we are saying in Lagos is that you can come into Lagos, you can be homeless, you can be poor, but let LASRA have your data. That is a platform that will enable the state government to plan for your education, to plan for your health, to plan for infrastructure. That's what we're saying. Those that are homeless, where he's talking about in Manchester, do you think the government doesn't know them?
All right.
When the weather is always very difficult and harsh, it's going to be a very hard winter, they move them to shelters.
Okay, Honourable Commissioner, I want us to move. Yeah, I want us to move quickly because of time. Before I come back to you, I'll put our Zainab, our correspondent, who is in Mende. Thank you, Honourable Commissioner. I'll put Zainab, our correspondent in Mende, on the line before I come back to you, sir. Zainab, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Kofi.
Yes. Tell us exactly where you are and what is going on there. Your observation.
Okay. Right now, I'm at Mende Villa Estate, which is just by the demolition scene. I can confirm that here. And I also see security officials on duty trying to talk to one another before I am allowed to get entrance into the scene itself. But I can see for myself from here, and voices in the background can tell that there are many other people here.
All right. So can you have someone we can talk to? Maybe to get one or two of the people around the area, they can give you their thoughts on exactly what has happened there.
So right now, I have not been allowed officially to go into the scene, but I can see from where I am standing at the security post, one of the security men on duty told me to hold on to wait
So Zainab, we'll get back to you in a jiffy as soon as you have something for us, maybe, you know.
But I've been able to speak with people under the bridge. whilst trying to gain entrance into the estate itself.
Okay, that's it. The new bridge before the estate, or which bridge are you referring to?
The Mende Bridge before the estate.
Okay, what did they say?
Adjacent to the
okay.
estate itself.
What did they say?
So the people around there are hawkers who are trying to sell their items, and they also mentioned that they've not been allowed. They've been chased away from operating every day, so that is why they are still hanging around somehow, because they need to make sales and make some money for their family given the current economic situation.
All right. All right. All right. So try get anyone who lives around the area who has something to say on the demolition exercise at Mende Villa, and I'll get back to you in a jiffy.
All right.
Fantastic. Honourable Commissioner, please tell us about the... you talked about sanitising on governed spaces, and you've been in conjunction with the Lagos State Environmental Sanitation Corps, which is under your ministry, probably called KAI, Kick Against Indiscipline, going back, and Lagos State Environmental and Special Offences Team, going around different underbridges in Lagos State. You were at Dolphin Estate Bridge, where 86... apartments were removed from under the bridge. It was quite surprising. You also went to Osborne Bridge, and today we hear Adeniji Adele Bridge. Tell us about that drive.
Thank you very much. You see, like I said, it's not a sin to be underprivileged. What Lagos State is really, we can't allow non-state actors or people that we can't account for occupy under the bridges. The danger that are inherent in such activities are beyond words. I'll give you an example. Akpogbo Bridge almost collapsed because people under the bridge were cooking, and they used a gas system that hit the bridge itself. And the bridge was shut for over a year. So you can now close your eyes and imagine a situation where that happens in Dolphin, happens at Madeniji, across the state. The state is totally grounded. So we are saying, under the bridge is not a place for shelter, with due respect. We are saying, armed gangs, drug peddlers are now using under the bridge as shelter place, safe havens. We are saying, non-state actors cannot govern our ungoverned spaces. Why do we have a last park agency, parks and gardens? So what we are doing a cleanup. We are mopping up. We are reclaiming our ungoverned spaces, and we want to put them to productive uses.
All right.
In Jora, that bridge is going to be a football pitch, sports center.
Okay.
The one at Obalende is going to be a massive center too. Hmm. And the others too will be like that, CSR, okay. Very big corporates and individuals.
All right, interesting. Yeah, but our commissioner, it's a good one to hear that Obalende Ijora, you want to remodel the place under the bridge and the flyovers, and make it sports spaces attractive, you know, just like you have maybe under the, what's the name of this place again? I forgot anyway, but so, but how did these places become the way they are? Because Obalende has been that way for a long time. In fact, I used to say on my former program years ago that people are rearing cows under Obalende flyover. You know, people are rearing cows. You have the canal there filled with plastics, you know, and all about single-use plastics, very dirty. And you've had a shanty building, structures there for years. The previous caller, Abiola, called from Manchester, said government may have allowed this thing to fester. So what can be done to ensure that it doesn't get back to this situation?
It's for people to take ownership of those infrastructures. That's the honest truth. You are a taxpayer. Take ownership of those infrastructures. Just take ownership. Own them. There's nothing wrong with owning them. Government will go. But take ownership of your infrastructure as a people, as a citizen.
Okay. So quite interesting. In order to make sure you're not just going to leave these places like that when you clear the structures.
No, we are putting them to functional use.
All right, fantastic. At least some of those who used to, let me not go into that. I was going to say some of those who used to play football at Landmark can now go to these other places to play their football. But sir, sustainability is one issue. Remodeling them, beautifying those places is quite commendable. If you're going to see grass, but sustainability, because at some point in Lagos State, the Ikoyi axis of the route going to Third Mainland Bridge on the left, on the right, you know, all those places where remodeled, you had grass and nice things, and boys turned the place into their sand football pitches. You have a place like Ikeja Underbridge, which was also remodeled. Those downfalls that used to park under there were relocated, and you know, the place was made. They put interlocking stones, and now it's a market. People sell food inside the spaces where you have the barricade, the barrier. You know, people sell clothes. You know, people sell all sorts of things. They do all these alcohol. People sell alcohol and all that. So sustainability is very. How can we make sure that the places that will be sanitized going forward and cleaned up, will be sustained?
Thank you very much. That's why we're putting in place a very resilient infrastructure. And then, like I said,
radio. All right, Honourable Commissioner, thank you so very kindly for waiting on the line. You've said Lagosians should take ownership, you know, of these structures. There's a message here from Tayo Naja, who says that he'd like to draw your attention to illegal squatters in the building at the back of TBS. He says it's done without regard to decency. Honourable Commissioner, I don't know if you're aware of that, sir.
Okay. Thank you for flagging it and whistleblowing.
Right.
You rest assured, the team will visit it immediately.
Okay. Any final word from you before you go?
For me, the final word is development doesn't happen by default or by mistake. Development are products and babies of meticulous planning and deliberate actions. We want Lagos to be called a cosmopolitan megacity. We are doing everything on our part as a state and as a government. People must see the bigger picture and take ownership.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Commissioner. Keep up the good work. We'll keep, you know, Seven as a platform to, you know, bring you to the people, to bring the concerns of the people to you, and also keep supporting the Lagos State government in its development and positive work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. Tukumbo Wahab, Honourable Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources here in Lagos State. Our correspondent Zainab has been on the line. Zainab, we're out of time. Do you have any information for us, please?
Yes, I am finally allowed into the scene right now. And I can see the rubbles, which I'm also trying to film in order to bring back to the office right now.
Okay.
So the officials on duty are quite friendly because they made me understand that they are also doing their job.
All right.
So it's my duty to do my job as well.
Okay. Zainab, you know, because of time, what you can do is just get the insights, talk to as many respondents, residents and people affected there. We'll get back to you.
Residents are not open to
We have to go. I'll talk to you on the other side, Zainab, but thank you for giving us at least a feel of what's happening in that situation.